Did you believe the Prince George Citizen really took over the Hell Yeah Prince George Facebook page? The Citizen won't be taking over Hell Yeah's Facebook page, but the two pro-Prince George-focused organizations will partner on projects going forward. Here's how the April Fool's Day prank came into being. Hell Yeah Prince George administrators came up with the prank and asked founder Dave Mothis to reach out to the Prince George Citizen owners Cameron Stoles and Teresa Randall Stoles, asking them to get in on the joke of saying the Facebook page was sold to the Citizen as part of their continued mandate to be pro-Prince George. One of the happiest days of the year for me is April Fool's Day, making people outraged and then laugh, Dave Mothis, administrator, founder of Hell Yeah Prince George, said. It's just a little bit of joy in an otherwise tough world. If we made you laugh, if we shocked you, then we've succeeded once again. We gotcha. The purpose of a local newspaper isn't just delivering the hard news, Stoles said about the Prince George Citizen. It's also to celebrate the positive work that's being done in our community, he added. Dave has been part of the great work done at Hell Yeah Prince George for a decade now, and when he approached us about this April Fool's Day prank, I thought it was a brilliantly hilarious idea. I thought it was a great practical joke to pull on people. The role of the newspaper is to engage with the community and be part of the fun. I can't think of a better way to engage with our community than with an organization like Hell Yeah. Hell Yeah Prince George has a history of pulling practical jokes on April Fool's Day, Mothis said. The paella protest in front of Chimo's restaurant and renaming Auspica Boulevard HYPG Boulevard were highlights for him. Going forward, we will continue to partner with Hell Yeah Prince George, Stoles said. Hell Yeah will help promote the Citizens Reader's Choice Awards, Mothis said. The annual Reader's Choice Awards are an occasion where people can vote for their favorites in a variety of categories from hairdressers to restaurants to car dealerships in an online survey, with the results published in a special section of the Prince George Citizen. On an ongoing basis, the Prince George Citizen will showcase stories brought to light on Hell Yeah, and in turn Mothis has offered the Prince George Citizen a spot on the Facebook page to showcase stories featured in the newspaper.